It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
It's not often that I have guests up twice for this segment, but it's been almost a year since I had Peter up for his work with Wax Chattels, and today he joins me in the studio again to have a chat about his new project, Sulfate, and share some favourite songs for us all. How are you doing today, Peter?
Very well, thanks. It's great, for having me up.
Great to have you up again and catch up and congrats on the new single and all that.
Oh, thanks.
And what have you been up to? How have you been?
Been good. Had a very nice weekend. We drove down to Wellington, played a show there, did a Palmy show, and did a Whanganui show.
Mm. And how did they go?
They went very, very well. Nothing but great shows, great people, and it was just a really lovely time, basically. Yeah, awesome.
You were saying off air that you got to catch up with a lot of friends that you have in those cities and towns.
Yeah.
Is that something that you enjoy about going on tour?
Oh, so much, man. Like, yeah. Checking in with people that you haven't seen in a while, hearing what they've been up to, what new music's coming out of the scene, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, I guess you get to see them live as well. The support acts that you've chosen are very great for those shows, and I'm almost jealous that I didn't get to see that I didn't get to see some of those ones.
So. It was pretty incredible. We played this amazing show at Moon in Wellington with Michael James Keane with his full band, and it was
awesome.
For those who caught the Wine Cellar show about a month ago. They know.
Yeah, they know. I didn't make it to that show, but I am. He's definitely on my list of people that I really want to see.
If ever you get a chance.
Yeah. It was on a Sunday night, though. It was on a Sunday night. That's how I convinced myself that I couldn't have gone, even if I wanted to. Was there a highlight band that people need to look out for from those shows, aside from Michael James Keane?
First Move are an excellent band. They're playing the night before The Other's Way, I think.
Yeah.
And they are just phenomenal.
Where were they from?
They're from Palmy.
Oh, yeah.
So Harry, who plays in that band, runs a venue called The Stomach down there.
Cool.
And he's like an audio engineer, and so nothing but very, very tasty sounds coming out all the time.
Yeah, very serious. I'm sure it's nice and high fidel.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you've got this new single out, and it's been out for just over a month now. How has the reception been on that single?
Kind of silly for... the first single of a new band to do as well as it did. It was very affirming because, of course, you sit in your studio and you mix these things and you like spend ages finding the right sounds and you make sure it's all a nice little finished product, and you never know when you just hit send or whatever to release it.
How it's
going to be received, yeah. Exactly.
We were all big fans of it here at BFM. Made it to number one on the 95BFM Top 10 a couple of weeks ago, which was awesome because I'm a fan as well. And you made it onto a few other student radio stations, top 10s as well, which is good. Did that have any impact on the shows that you were playing in outside of Auckland?
Yeah, absolutely. Like we did a couple of live tours down there as well. So we did a live tour in Radioactive in Wellington, and I think a few people came along because they heard that. And also in Palmerston North as well. They've got a great setup with like a studio room, and they record it in the morning, get it sounding really, really nice, then play it live at 5 o'clock that evening.
Oh, awesome. I didn't know they did it that way. That's a good, interesting way to make sure that it all sounds quite good, because you give it a bit of a mix afterwards.
Absolutely, yeah. It sounds great. I think it'll be on YouTube at some point. But yeah.
At some point. I'm sure you'll share it around.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about the project and how it came about, because now that the album rollout of Wax Chattels has died down a little bit, is that how, when you decided that you wanted to start making some solo work?
Yeah, kind of. Like, towards the end of last year, we had done a shitload of touring, basically.
Yeah.
And we had played the same, not exclusively the same songs, but the same style of set for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And it's loud and fast, and I wanted something which I could sit back a little bit on, which wasn't quite so draining to perform night after night, and
yes.
Which could potentially fit in a variety of different situations and circumstances. And so I'd started writing these songs, wrote a bunch of lyrics while I was on tour with Wax, and then came back, fleshed them out, and then recorded a bunch of them with my very dear friend David Harris.
Oh, lovely.
Who is just a phenomenal drummer.
And the songs that you've picked to share with us all today, do they have any influence on the songs that you've been doing with Sulfate? Or are they big time? So they're not just recent favourites, there's some influential ones here.
Yeah, these are artists and tracks which I thought are are good touch points for led to what Sulfate became.
Nice. Tell us about this first one that you've picked out.
This first one's by a band called Codeine, and they were around in the early to mid 90s and released on Sub Pop. Very, very slow but very precise music with the standard bass guitar drum setup of most indie bands coming out of then, but there's such this understatedness to it and this intensity that comes from that, which is just so great. It's really stark, and then a beautiful vocal on top. Yeah,
awesome. Should we give it a listen?
Let's do it. We'll be right back.
It's a big track, and you were saying that the work that you've been doing with your drummer is good at doing that kind of thing. Is that what people can expect from your shows and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. This last tour over the weekend, and the first wine cellar show we did a couple of weeks ago, has just been the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in a duo, there's nowhere to hide, much like that track there.
Yeah.
And but that means you can read each other a lot, and you can make quick adjustments, and you can bring tempos back and push them forward and get really expressive with it.
That's good to hear. Tell us about the second track that you want to play for us.
The second track is by one of my favorite bands, which should go on a My Morning mixtape. it's Mount Eerie, and it's called The Place I Live, and it is lush. Did you go to the...
I did.
You went
I did
to the Academy
go to the
Cinema
Academy Cinema show. Very moving.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Very sad.
But also very great. And I really... Were you there? Yes?
I was there.
Did you enjoy the experience?
Broke me.
Yeah.
It broke me. It was so good. This track is from one of the earlier albums, and so it's got like a full band, and it's quite a deliberately arranged... which is kind of different to the songs which kind of made him more famous.
The
more recent albums, which are much more acoustic guitar, and on that tour he displayed with acoustic guitar and singing. And it's a great track, and there's what made me love it even more is that he released this album after he put out this record, Clear Moon, called Pre-Human Ideas, and it's basically these tracks while they were being made, while they were all in the computer, where they're mostly MIDI sequenced and like vocoder vocals, so we could find the right melodies before he performed them. And it's just really interesting to see that process and how he arrived at this finished thing.
How did you learn about that?
Spotify. Spotify.
The info part on Spotify.
No, I was just browsing albums and I thought, what's this? I know that song title, but I've heard that song on a different record. What does this mean? Yeah. And it was that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Should we give it a listen?
Yeah, cool. Passing under my
So you were saying that was done with a full band, but I feel like it still has the intimacy that some of his new records have, which I quite
totally.
Like. Tell us a bit about this last one that you've chosen. This is one of the ones that I recognise more than the Mount Airy one or the Codeine track.
This is by the Dirty Three,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Everything's Fucked, which is the best title for any song ever. And it's a similar kind of... coming from a similar emotional place as Mount Airy.
Yeah.
But more expressive, more ramshackled, and features the excellent Jim White on drums, who will play on any record and I will love it.
Fair enough. Yeah. So you've got a couple shows lined up, one next week with Milk, Bad Timing and Oscar Dowling, another one the week afterwards with at the Others Way Festival. It's great to see that you've got that you've done a bunch of shows off the back of the lead single. Can people expect any new music from you soon?
Yeah, there'll be another track coming out next week, towards the end of next week, I think it is.
Good to get a nice little... Now everyone knows what to look out for it and give it a listen. Is it going to be along the same lines as Speaking for Others, or are you going to go with is it a bit different?
What it's a little
expect?
Bit different.
Yeah.
It's a duet with my partner Harriet Ellis, who plays in Nanois and Bozo and
many
Vincent
other bands,
HL
yeah.
and a million bands.
Awesome. Well, that's one to look out for. Thanks very much for coming up, Peter. It's always great to have you up and have a chat about the music that you've been enjoying. You always introduce me to lots of stuff.
Oh, cool.
Like
thanks
today.
For having me.
Awesome. Let's give this Dirty Three one a track. Listen.
Thank you.
that was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.